You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Cubs and D-backs in Arizona, game two of their series after an intentional walk to Paul Goldschmidt. J.D. Martinez had two on in the sixth.
Martinez drives it to right. Zobrist backing up, and it's off the wall. Here comes Rosales. They'll stop Goldie at third, and it's 1-0 Diamondbacks.
And a ground ball to short. Goldie coming to the plate. Bad throw. A run will score. The other runners are safe. Marte goes down to second without a throw, and the Diamondbacks lead it 2-0. Baez airmailed that ball.
Gurley drives it deep to center field. Way back, and it's off the wall. Martinez is home. Marte right behind. Brandon Drury. It's 4-0. Peralta drives one deep center. And it's off the wall.
Run.
David Peralta's on the run. And he is safe.
2-2 pitch to Zobrist from Hernandez, and it's low. Strike three call, and the game's over. And Zobrist can't believe it at the plate.
The D-backs stay 4.5 games up in the wild card race in the National League, picking up a 6-2 win over the Cubs on Saturday. David Peralta, 3-for-5 with an inside-the-park home run. Adam Rosales and J.D. Martinez also with multi-hit nights for the D-backs. As the Diamondbacks snap a 3-game losing streak, they pick up a 6-2 victory over the Cubs on Saturday. After the game, here's Diamondbacks manager Torey Lovello on the win.
Really impressive outing for Patrick today on a night when we really needed the starting pitcher to step up. He went as far as he could for as long as he could and almost got us through 7 innings, and the stuff was outstanding. It was a very aggressive, alive fastball. It seemed like he can go to it any time. There was a number of swing and miss breaking balls, and I think that was because there was great depth in the hitting zone with that pitch, and he was really doing his job all night long. Offensively, you know, what can you say? You build an inning, and then you get some big hits along the way to complete the inning. One after another, it was J.D. Martinez who got us started. I know there was a fielder's choice, and then the big blow was Brandon Drury's two-run double, which was very timely for all of us. Overall, it was a nice win for us. We've been grinding for the past couple days for us to get that type of an effort by the entire team. It was a good feeling.
You hadn't led since Wednesday.
Hadn't what?
Had a lead until then since Wednesday.
Right.
26 innings, so
right.
It's about good for the guys. Too.
Well, you know, we talk about playing downhill baseball and being able to do what you need to do to keep tacking on and adding on, and you can take a few more risks when you're ahead and in all areas of the game. So it was nice for these guys to get out front. I think Patrick kept the game where we needed it, so he deserves so much of that credit for allowing that to happen. But once we got that lead, it was about closing it up and capturing the win, and the group went out there and did it.
Did Rodney say anything when you went out there? He just looks like he says, well, tomorrow will be another day, it looked like.
Yeah, I think that's mostly his mentality. He's very professional about what's going on. It was a non-save situation. We were all very well aware of that. He hadn't thrown in several days. We were trying to get him an inning on top of the idea that we were a little thinned out in the bullpen. It made a lot of sense, but we want to protect his pitch count and make sure he's available for tomorrow. He made some pitches, made some quality pitches, and some good hitters took advantage of some mistakes.
Well, you got David in the same situation.
Right. I mean, it wasn't drawn up that way, but it was nice that somebody else stepped up and went out and got a big out.
With J.D., when it works out the way that it's supposed to on your end, where they walk the Goldschmidt, he comes through.
Yeah.
When it works out that way, what does that do for your offense in that moment? And then moving forward, what does that do when the other team has to make that decision and knowing what couple JDs there.
Well, you know, it's like the lesser of two evils. Which one are you going to choose? And they're both very, very good hitters on top of being run producers. So we feel like getting JD sitting right in back of Paul has lengthened our lineup and gives us a lot of versatilities and a lot of different ways to score some runs. So we love having him here. We love the idea of you passing on Goldie to walk right into him, and he seems to deliver. And it's credit to him. He's working really hard every single day for those moments.
David Peronto seems to be embracing the role as a leadoff hitter and obviously brings the energy in that spot. Mm-hmm. Talk about that.
Yeah, David is a very energized guy. We see that every single day. he is as ready and prepared for his at-bats. He's as ready as anybody I've ever seen for the first pitch of a game. It's like he's a little leaguer that can't wait to get the game started on Saturday morning. And it's unwavering. He does it every single game. And that brings a lot of energy to the dugout. And he's one of those guys that we build around for those moments to get ready to play. And on top of that, he's been very productive in the leadoff role. And I think he's embraced hitting there. And since that time, I'm not sure what he's hitting, but I know the results have been very positive.
Sunday, it's Jake Arrieta starting for Chicago against Zach Godley of Arizona.